Hello, hi, I'm Catherine from BBC.
All right, Catherine, and I'm Neil.
Hello. Over a cup of tea in the Newtonards home he shares with his wife and dog Poppy, Neil told me his story. The problems began in 2010 when he lost his job. They sold the house, which was in negative equity. Within a year, they owed around £70,000.
Being phoned, you know, Sunday night at 9 o'clock, Monday morning, 7:30, right through the week, day in, day out. And sometimes the phone calls would be silent. No, they'd ring you, but there'd be nobody there. And the letters, just constant bombardment of, where's our money? Where's this? Where's that? You know, and it's just constantly wearing you down to the point where you just feel so worthless.
He describes the impact it had on his mental health.
It'd be like someone starting punching you in the face all the time. You know, eventually, you know, you're going to fall down and collapse. So if you imagine that in a mental sense, somebody constantly bombarding your mental psyche, that you're going to snap. It got to the point where I really was at the end of my rope. And that's what I was starting to have. I was very vulnerable.
It was Neil's wife that first made contact with Christians Against Poverty, a debt counselling charity. The help and advice they gave Neil was, he says, literally a lifesaver. Chris Couples is from the organisation. He said Neil's story is not uncommon, especially at this time of year.
We are expecting a peak in calls in the middle of February. The credit card bills are landing right now in the first few days of February. And we know from the 20 years that we've been providing help across the UK that we are going to see a peak in calls over the next number of weeks. So please don't wait. Get in touch. Get help before it gets out of control.
Hello, Advice NI. How can I help you?
Advice NI is an independent debt advice service. They're reporting record levels of consumer borrowing. One of the contributing factors is the ease with which people can get cheap or interest-free credit. 0% balance transfers, for example, so debt can be moved around. But, says project manager Mark Baird, treat these offers with caution.
What people don't realise is that sometimes the rates that are advertised is not the rates they're getting. So they could think that they're getting a good rate on a credit card for a year, potentially 2 years, 0% interest or low interest. Once that offer ends, that they will have to then start repaying that at a high interest rate, which could be in the 20 to 30% region.
Back in Newtonards, Neil has this advice for anyone struggling with debt.
The first and foremost thing I would say is don't let it linger. It's human nature to think, well, we'll sort this, you know, don't worry, this month we'll pay it next month. But then next month you've got twice as much to pay. Don't bury your head in the sand. Don't think the problem's going to go away. Where money's concerned, people aren't going to just say, oh, well, sure, don't forget about it. My advice to anybody who, if you have support, you will not be able to deal with this on your own.